producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Has six debates now. Why should the networks continue getting rich on these debates? Give some to the wounded warriors and making a fortune. Let's see how much money Fox is going to make on the debate without me. Okay?
Wow, Donald Trump sticks it to Fox. In the meantime, we've got a siege going on in Oregon. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Trump quitting the Fox debate after he says the networks ripped him is huge news, because he says, I'm not going to go Thursday night. I'm not going to do it. And this is the deal. Roger Ailes, I'm sure, is going back and forth on this whole thing, I would suppose. You know, what he's saying is the network mocked his threat not to attend because he believes that host Megyn Kelly is biased against him. He even said, we learned from a secret back channel that the Ayatollah and Putin both intend to treat Donald Trump unfairly when they meet with him if he becomes president. That was sort of a comment that Fox said in a tongue-in-cheek statement, they say. And so anyway, so this started the whole, once again, Donald Trump controlling what happens with the networks. And remember, this was a CNN thing, too. But the CNN debate went on. And he is right that Fox will make a ton of money with the ads they sell. And he's one of the big drawing cards. There's no, you know, question about that. I'm certain that the withdrawal has a rippling effect, I think, as far as ratings are concerned, anyway. We've got Justin Duckham with us from Talk Media News in Washington, D.C. Justin, so you heard the latest from the Donald. He decides to trump Fox and pull out of this debate on Thursday. But we've seen this before from Trump. Do you think they get him back in?
You know, that's a very good question. And right now it doesn't necessarily look that likely. The previous time he pulled this threat was with CNBC. Initially, they wanted to have a three-hour-long debate, but he said he was only going to participate for a two-hour-long debate.
Yeah.
And along with him and Ben Carson, they both threatened to boycott and ultimately made CNBC come back. This time, it's a much different sort of scenario, one wherein Fox would essentially probably have to, you know, ditch Megyn Kelly or have to get Megyn Kelly to agree to treat him, you know, more fairly in his perspective. And that's something that Fox probably doesn't necessarily want to do. Megyn Kelly is, of course, one of their big stars, somebody who they have been, you know, very protective about when Donald Trump has gone after her. So I don't necessarily see where exactly they can find, you know, common ground on this issue. And perhaps what's really interesting is we're hearing, you know, I guess reports right now that apparently Donald Trump is not taking calls from Roger Ailes, and is saying that he is only going to be dealing with Rupert Murdoch at this point in time, and that you know, he's the only person from the Fox network who he will be speaking with. So pretty interesting stuff to say the least.
Yeah, no kidding. And here's the thing, and you said it, Megyn Kelly is the big star at Fox. She gets ratings. She was just on the cover of Vanity Fair. And I think they'll do what they can to protect her despite the money that is there. And that we know with the things that he says, he's absolutely, some people are rubbernecking to listen still to Donald Trump. So, you know, here's the thing. We're pretty close to this whole Iowa deal. So do you think he loses in any way by not being part of the debate? I would say no, because he's already so big and he's out there every day. But some people might disagree.
Well, you know, he famously said a few days ago that even if he had shot somebody on Fifth Avenue, he would not really lose any support. And I think this is probably, and I think it's probably the same way. You know, he can threaten to walk off a debate on Fox News over, you know, somebody who's really sort of a, you know, conservative dream girl in a lot of these more right-leaning circles, which is Megyn Kelly. You know, somebody who is a very, you know, intense and very interesting broadcast personality, and, you know, essentially get away with it consequence-free. And I think right now, you know, if we look at him being 41% nationally, he's not really going to you know, probably lose much from this. And I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this goes exactly. I think Fox may benefit because I think a lot of people are going to be curious to see what this is going to look like. But, you know, essentially, you know, where he stands right now, this may actually be good just because he removes any risk of possibly, you know, being hurt by any sort of debate performance. And, you know, his absence on the stage is going to keep, you know, the entire message of debate all about Donald Trump, which is something that he has certainly been trying to achieve for quite some time.
Absolutely. Monday was the last debate before the Iowa caucuses for the Democrats. Who do you think won, and what was the buzz over, you know, Hillary Clinton and Sanders? And I guess throw O'Malley in there, because certainly he did the town hall thing. It was a town hall deal, not really a debate. What was the reaction to that in D.C.?
You know, the reaction to that is, you know, essentially kind of what you'd expect at this point. There's sort of a growing schism, obviously, between the party over, you know, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders as Bernie Sanders continues to, you know, gain traction in the early states. And I think there's a lot of people who were, you know, very eager to try to get Hillary a win on this, particularly within sort of the establishment of the Democratic Party. And I think it's sort of a reflection right now that there is some serious concern that ultimately, you know, Bernie Sanders could get the nomination or could bruise Hillary Clinton in the primary process. You know, and either one of those would certainly sort of spell bad news for Democrats come the general election. So I think this is something we're going to see for quite some time. I think, of course, Sanders is probably going to do very well in the early states. We know he's leading very heavily in New Hampshire, is doing very well in Iowa as well. Clinton is maintaining that she's going to be able to do well in Super Tuesday states and beyond. But right now it really is just sort of a, you know, a perilous time for both parties in the sense that there really is no sense that there is sort of an authority figure on either side of things. There's no obvious candidate for either one. And that's, you know, a much different view of this election than we had just at the beginning of, you know, 2015, where it was almost all but certain that this was going to be a race between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. Big story that unfolded on Tuesday was the arrest, seven arrested, now facing this federal felony charge, of course, of conspiracy to impede officers, that's the direct charge of the United States, from discharging their duties through the use of force, intimidation, or threats. This has happened with the whole Bundy thing. It's been 25 days. Eamon Bundy especially was cuffed and arrested. He led that army occupation for that whole time. Somebody was killed, one of their own apparently killed, so they pulled them over basically in cars and ordered them to surrender. So this whole thing is over. This was near Burns in Portland, well, in Oregon. With this controversy over government, and they say government land grab, etc., what's been the talk in D.C. over this nonsense?
Well, you know, this is obviously still sort of a developing, you know, situation right now. A lot of people obviously wanted this to end without, you know, any violent confrontation, since we know that when that happens, you know, things can very quickly spin out of control, or there could be instances in where, you know, people who are supporters of them could be, you know, radicalized. That was certainly something that happened back in, you know, 96 with the Oklahoma City bombing. That was, you know, largely a direct result of what I believe Timothy McVeigh and his, you know, accomplices reviewed were sort of an overstep of the federal government when it came to the Ruby Ridge situation. And so that, of course, is sort of disconcerting right now. We do know that there was one person who was killed in this altercation,
yeah.
Lavoie Finnegan, who was a pretty big member of the armed group who took things over.
Yeah, and crazy. We're out of time. That's
all
big.
Right.
That was big. We're out of time, Justin. Thank you for that update. That was great. Stay with us.
Thank
Much
you.
More coming your way next here on America Tonight.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight. Don't forget, coming up next hour in our final segment of the hour, just for fun, and hopefully some of you got the memo. If not, we'll have fun anyway. But the Pro Bowl is on in between the Super Bowl and these championship games, because we know it's Denver and the Panthers. So we'll do a nail the score thing. Maybe somebody wins a computer. You never know. Somebody could get lucky, and how cool would that be? So, to me, what we started to talk about there with Justin Duckham was pretty significant. The fact that, you know, Donald Trump, it's as Donald Trump speaks, the world turns. And whether it turns some people's stomachs and whether some are just elated over it, there's no question. I mean, listen, he's the buzz in the land. He's the buzz in the land. Everybody's talking about Donald Trump. You had this Bundy deal. Bundy was arrested with the militiamen and the shooting in Oregon, the standoff, and one person killed. And that's huge because this has been coming now for weeks, or it's been a long time with the standoff. But still, Trump bolting from the Fox News debate really jumps into the minds of everybody because, you know, here's the thing. This is probably the first time, too, that for the network, I'm sure deep down they want Donald Trump to be part of it. But Megyn Kelly is their baby, so why would they completely bend over backwards to what he's wanting from Megyn Kelly? The answer is, of course, they won't do it. In fact, let's go a little bit deeper. Here's what Trump said about Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly is a lightweight. This is a lightweight. This is not a reporter. This, to me, is just a lightweight. Megyn Kelly shouldn't be in the debate. I don't care about Megyn. When Megyn Kelly didn't ask me a question, she made a statement last time, I thought it was inappropriate. Everybody said I won the debate. Everybody said I won the last debate. They said I won all of the debates.
I mean, so there you go. You heard what he said. She made a statement, didn't ask the question, blah, blah, blah. So I don't believe that there's any way, whether it's Rupert Murdoch, which is what we just heard there, that Murdoch is the guy who would deal with Trump because he says he won't deal with Roger Ailes. So if it's not Roger Ailes, the guy running the network, I still can't imagine that Rupert Murdoch is going to say, yeah, let's put somebody else in place of Megyn Kelly. I don't think so. But in the meantime, the Reuters rolling poll has Trump at 40%, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, 15.2%, Marco Rubio, 9.2%, and the numbers just get uglier from there. You know, single low digits for possible Republican presidential candidates. Who's the possible nominee? And the lower the number, you just got to think, even though this is results season, sometimes you can see something different from the polls. I can't imagine the polls. Now, there would be the shocker. If, for some reason, Trump didn't win in Iowa, that would be a big deal. If he didn't win the caucuses, then he goes to New Hampshire. A big deal that it would tumble him, no. But a big deal that, wow, you're going to be kidding me, after he captivated so much attention, commanded it, tweeted, was controversial, said what he thought, whether you liked it or not, that would be a stunning blow. And with Iowans, it's possible. Those caucuses can kind of turn up anything. He certainly wouldn't be out of the money. I can't imagine he wouldn't be second if he wasn't first. But I still think it would be a pretty big deal if he didn't come in first. Not tanking him, but a shocker, that's for sure. I mean, a real shocker. And more people are coming out, by the way, to endorse Donald Trump. Sheriff Joe, you know, in Arizona, he's backing Donald Trump because one of the things that he talks about, that Trump talks about, is the wall, building the wall, and I'll make Mexico pay for it. So Joe Arpaio likes Donald Trump. I mean, he's a hardliner. He's anti-immigration. He's the sheriff from Maricopa County. And he's going to appear with Trump in Iowa. And actually, he did. He actually did appear with Trump and has continued to support him. And he endorsed him. And Arpaio is a pretty big name, and especially for people who don't like what's happening with immigration in this country. He has a voice. So that's an interesting endorsement for him to get. I mean, that's a big endorsement because of the immigration deal. So he's collecting some pretty interesting followers. More than on Twitter. People who are willing to go out there and stump for him a little bit and use whatever posse they have, I'll call it, or tribe, as you call it when you're building fans, whatever tribe they have to try to influence, I suppose, is probably the best way to say it. In the meantime, a few more details, because we'll bounce around here. I think the big deal is definitely still Trump, because, man, no Trump. And here's a question to all of you. No Trump in the debate? Are you watching? If you're a rubbernecker who's just curious, if you just want to hear more of Trump, you want to hear more of the gang and what they say, does this dissuade you from watching the Fox debate? Because he's the catalyst. Let's face it, he's the prodder. That changes the dynamics, that's for certain. All right, just to re-rack this so you really get the full sense of the details, the Oregon militia that was holed up, one member was shot dead. A routine traffic stop escalated with a shootout with the FBI that ended with the leader, Eamon Bundy, arrested and his brother, Ryan, wounded. Ryan Bundy was wounded. So a bunch of others, three others, were also detained. They're charged with, as I said, conspiracy to impede federal officers. They're still debating on who opened fire. The hospital and the highway are on lockdown, or they certainly were. I think that's being lifted. This is 3 weeks after the Bundy brothers had an occupation of a federal building in Burns, Oregon, to protest two ranchers being jailed. So now I think you get the whole picture in case you were confused by what we were talking about at the top. And this is an interesting fair or foul, what happened here. I'm willing to say that over the top brothers. And too bad that somebody comes to an untimely death as a result of this. But this has been weeks in coming, and there's the climatic end to it. So what happens from here, what happens in court, will be interesting to watch. You know, and the protests, will they really amount to anything in the end? Will it actually do anything to shine a flashlight on or a bigger light on what they're talking about? Because remember, they took over this National Wildlife Refuge January 2nd after a protest. There was a peaceful protest in Burns, Oregon, over the conviction of the two local ranchers on arson charges. Now, they did light the land on fire. Dwight Hammond and his son said they lit the fires on the federal land in 2001 and 2006 to reduce the growth of these invasive plants and to protect their property from wildfires. They were convicted 3 years ago. They did some time. The father, 3 months. The son, 1 year. But then in October, a federal judge in Oregon ruled that the terms were too short if you looked at the letter of the law and ordered them back to prison for 4 years each. And that's how the Bundy, I'll call it the Bundy group, got involved in this after that happened. So now here's what you've got. Here you've got somebody dead. You've got one brother injured. And you have a bunch of arrests. And sorting this out, keep an eye on where this goes. Sorting this out and what happens in court will be very interesting to watch. Hang with us coming up. The mailbag. Plus, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. No Trump, does it tank the ratings for the debate on Fox on Thursday, 855-266-5283?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive a little later.
I love that. Yes, that's probably the future. That's probably what will happen when our mail is delivered by drone. The drones will just fly on both sides of the street and dump the mail, whatever mail is left on our houses, and we are left to collect them. Luckily for us, so many of you fill the mailbag each and every day. It's just stunning to me. I know I've said this a few times, but if you just tuned in, I'm going to just brag on all the people that listen to America Tonight. Because I've never gotten this much email from any of the shows that I've done in New York City and Dallas, Texas, and California. Absolutely. We had people that were interested and emailed the show. But I'm saying so many different points of view, so many different kinds of people emailing the show. And often people who aren't even regular callers or anything, they feel more comfortable emailing. So that's why our mailbag explodes, and I love it. On that note, let's go to our first one. This one from Danny, who says, Kate, I got to say, you know what? Sometimes I'm on board with standing up and standing off and sieging and doing the militia thing, but I'm not on board with this Bundy crew for what they did. I mean, listen, so these dudes set fire to land. Yes, I understand what they thought they were doing and all of that, but the bottom line is that's arson, baby, and who knows how out of control that could have gotten. So a judge realizes that the time didn't meet the crime and it's not fair. That's why there was more to the sentencing of the two ranchers. So I think this was an opportunity for Amon Bundy and his bad bunch to get their noses out of joint, to get to some publicity, and I don't think they expected the end of this the way it ended, in a shootout and one man dead. And they've got to answer for this. And because of what had to happen with the lockdown and everything else, they're not going to be able to wiggle out of it. You know, the militia leader especially is going to have to answer big time. What do you say? Yeah, I'm not on board with this siege. I agree with you. So many times I'm on board with what people do to protest, especially with governmental grab and all that. But, you know, you've got to take a stand, draw the line, and don't back off the line. But here, I think they walked a different kind of line. It's a squiggly line, to say the least. And now somebody's dead. And look how it ends. And I'm sure more could have been killed. And it could have been actually worse, but this is not gonna do anything for the two that have been jailed for extra time. That's not gonna change that, and it's now gonna add jail time to these other ranchers who became the militiamen to stick up for the two that that were told that they had to serve more time in prison. So it's just an endless circle where it's like being on that merry-go-round and you're not even reaching for the brass ring. You have fallen off the horse. You're going round and round. And so the argument's not helping. It's not shining a big light on anything where enough are going to agree with this and say it's just absolutely outrageous. This one from Anne. Kate, Joe does the Donald. I'm not shocked by this because of how he feels, Joe, that is, the sheriff from Arizona, about immigration and what he's tried to do, to scream, to jump, to shout, to let the world know just how brutal it is in Arizona and the lengths that he's had to go to, that he's actually had some success with. It makes sense to me that he would come out in favor of Trump and, in fact, go to Iowa and be there for the endorsement. It's a perfect endorsement for Donald Trump. And it may actually lead to some votes if somebody was on the fence. I'm not so sure the people who really know they're going to vote for Donald Trump are on any kind of a fence. But if there is anybody sitting there, maybe he does pull some of them in. I tell you, a lot more than Sarah Palin. Yeah, I think he, you know, when you think of the crossings, the border battles that are going on, and Arizona is the worst, but not just Arizona, Texas, California, just across the whole border, the southern border. Sheriff Joe, I think I would agree, he has some sway. And if it's somebody on the fence, does it push him over? I mean, perhaps. How about this? This one comes to us from Keith. Kate, I've heard you doing sports. I heard you doing this show. You are fabulous. I just want to tell you, keep going. I know it's got to be tough for a chick in broadcasting because it's a good old boys, white male kind of thing, and you are cracking the glass ceiling. Wouldn't I like to have a conversation with you off the air about what has happened in your career? So good for you for sticking with it. I was wondering if you knew, because I'm all about, like you, business and politics and sports. I was wondering if you knew how many people paid attention to what happened on Championship Sunday. In other words, were there big ratings or not? You know, it's funny you say that. What were the ratings? The NFL announced on Monday, you ready for this? Bum, ba, da, da, 99 million viewers watched on Sunday. Because you had Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, the Broncos and the Patriots, of course. And that game, 53.3 million, the second most watched AFC Championship game ever. You know what? It's behind the Jets and the Steelers, where they just eked over 54.8. So they had 53.3, and the most watched was 54.8. And it's funny, that Jets-Steelers game in January, I remember watching that game. I think I was in New Jersey. I remember watching it, and I thought, wow, I bet a lot of people are watching this game. Well, sure enough, it was the most watched, but I think that the numbers were staggering. And then how about this? The Panthers and the Cardinals, 45.7 million. That's big. That's a big, big number. So now you wonder, Super Bowl 50, will it be the most watched ever Super Bowl? They're certainly going to try to be the most watched. And I'd say it's a possibility that that setup could lead to it. Because remember, the Super Bowl is just big no matter what. So if it's not your team or you're not into football, you still are maybe glancing at it. You still perhaps are at a party. You still find out what's happening and maybe you turn it on for a while. Maybe you're glancing, maybe you're watching it for a while. But regardless of that, there are rabid people that'll be watching it. Boom. End of story. So I think it's going to be record ratings, and I'm not going out on a limb saying that. It's pretty obvious. Football is at its really pinnacle. And it's wild because you have so many people talking about concussions and concussion protocol, and oh, is it dangerous, and what if you have a son, and should you let him play? But it just really gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It hasn't slowed down, let's put it that way. How about this one from Hal, listening to us in Florida? Kate, Floridians love your show. We want to compete with the Texans and everybody else who say that they love you. I think we're more supportive than ever. Why don't you just move that show down to Florida? You would fit in great here, girl. I'll tell you what, I would deliver fresh orange juice to you each and every week. I happened to see a story, and it made me think of you. I don't know why, because you talked about this once. But how about that doomsday clock? 3 minutes to midnight, baby. What does that mean? It means, and thank you for that, by the way, orange juice every week. As long as I'm a no-pulp person. As long as there's no pulp, I'm cool with that. Ugh, cold glass of orange juice, freshly squeezed. Okay, the bulletin of the atomic scientists, they oversee the clock, right? It's supposed to be kind of a metaphor of how close humanity is to destroying the planet. And the closest it's been is this 3 minutes. So when they unveiled the doomsday clock, which I'm assuming the story you saw, that's what it showed. That we're now 3 minutes away from catastrophe. It's kind of scary, right? I don't know. Should we be scared that they have a clock and that it's saying this is how close we are when you crunch all kinds of numbers? You know, this is what they do. The Bulletin Science and Security Board, with the Nobel Prize-laden board of sponsors, that's what they're called, they look at global issues on a regular basis. They decide whether to move the minute hand of the clock, which puts stress on the status of nuclear arms in reaction to climate issues. So how's that? That's what we're talking about. That's how they come up with the number. Doomsday. Ooh. What a week it's been for me. Friends going to hear about revelations and people talking about the doomsday clock. How about this one? Let's take another one in here. This one quickly from Steve-O. Kate, I found your show. I've been listening for a couple of weeks. I dig it. I like that you bounce around a bit. I'm sick of tuning in and hearing the same old song from whoever I'm listening to. I'm not saying that some of it isn't interesting, but it seems like it just drones on and on like a run-on sentence. Okay, I guess, you know, I'm going to take that as a compliment. A run-on sentence. Although I've been known to use a few. Birthdays, who's got them? Are you going to be shocked at the ages of a few people still kicking around these days? We're talking about it next.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
I want these singers to follow me around. Don't they just put you in a good mood? Birthday celebration! I can't hit my voice that high. Alright, so birthdays happening right now. Check it out. I don't even know if you're going to even know any of these people. Because anymore, it's like if you're a YouTube person, you're a star. So most of the people are pretty young on a list I have. Except for Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He's not walking the planet right now, but it would officially be his birthday. He lived from 1756 to 1791. Did you know that fun fact? Do you know Ryan McLaughlin? If you have grandchildren or young children, you do. He's a pop singer. He's 21 years old. Here's to the YouTube stuff. Anna Russett is a big YouTube star, 23 years old. Actually pretty cute, and she's funny on YouTube. Isabella Tina is a TV actress, and she is 8 years old. I know you're saying, who? How about this one? Logan Morea is 3. 3! And he is a TV actor. As cute as a button. So you know who he is? He plays Toby Duncan on Disney's Good Luck Charlie. His first word was kitty. Kitty! He's set because you know what? Now he has a little trust fund, so that's pretty good. He's 3 years old. 3 years old. couple of other fun facts for you. Vincent Herbert is 46. Do you know who Vincent is? He is a music producer. And so you know, he's worked with some top artists like Toni Braxton, Lady Gaga. He developed an interest in music when he was just 10 years old, and look where it led him. I love those stories. I like the back stories. How did he get to where he got, you know? So he married singer Tamar Braxton, and they have a son. So that kind of makes sense. Keep it in the family, right? Let me give you a few others. I'm just thinking, I'm going to give you some that you know. All right, how about this? You might know Rosamund Pike. Rosamund Pike was in Gone Girl, beautiful actress, 36 years old. She's great in that show, I have to say, or that movie, absolutely. She was appeared with Tom Cruise in Jack Reacher. She was nominated for Gone Girl, Best Actress in a Motion Picture for that one. And she played Miranda Frost, if you are a Bond person, in Die, let me think, what was that movie? In Die Another Day. Remember that, Die Another Day? She also narrated a James Bond audiobook called The Spy Who Loved Me. How about that? That's enough, I guess, right? Let me give you, I'm going to give you just like one more. I'm going to find somebody else that you know. Famous birthday. The problem is most of the famous ones are people that are no longer with us. But I want to tell you about some people who have incredible long bloodlines or good health or good genes or whatever you want to call it. Do you know that Kirk Douglas is nine? This isn't his birthday today, but he's 99 years old. Did you know Zsa Zsa Gabor was still alive, 98 years old? We just saw that Abe Vigoda died at 94 the other day. Betty White is unbelievable. She's 94. Angela Lansbury is 90. Jerry Van Dyke is 84. Clint Eastwood is 85. I don't know, 80s doesn't feel old to me. I think when you start to get into your 90s, then you say, wow, they made it to 91, 92, 93, 94. Bob Newhart, this was a surprise to me, 86. And I just mentioned Bond. Of course, he wasn't in this one, but Roger Moore, 88 years old. 88 years old. Wow. Pete in Texas, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did you hear about Abe Vigoda?
I did. I said that. I said he just died the other day. It was sad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was a hoot.
He was a hoot. He was one of my favorites. Remember he was on Barney Miller?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did real good there. And then on Godfather, he was quite the hit man. He told me business.
Yeah, he was in a bunch. He was in, he was in The Godfather 2, right? Barney Miller. He was in the original Godfather. He, of course, there was The Fish Show. That was short-lived. He was in a bunch of movies. He popped up in a bunch of movies, but he was just such a good character actor.
Exactly.
And you know what? You said the thing about definitely The Godfather. He was, I even remember the name, the character he played, Salvador Tessio. Remember that? Tessio. They kept talking about Tessio. And I love that movie. And so, yeah, he was brilliant. So he had the sunken eyes. Oh, absolutely.
Come see me. Later.
All right. Pete in the bunker. He emerges. Like me, he shares a fondness for Abe Vigoda. And like I said, he had that he had those distinct looks. For some reason, too, when he died, people thought it was a hoax. I mean, really, come on, he's 94. It's a hoax. They're just saying that. That's a good life. That's a life well lived. And I don't think he really dealt with a lot of health challenges. I mean, everybody has health challenges when they get older, but not brutal ones that I know of. And he died with hospice. And, you know, the thing and the reason I guess people thought it might be a hoax is because people have been reporting his death since the 80s. And it just became a thing, but not. And, you know, just even the younger actors really respected him. He was the guy, he was the grandfather, remember, and Look Who's Talking, and, you know, just a really interesting actor. Just very distinct. And I agree with Pete. I think the Tessio role really sticks with you. You know, if you're listening to me and you've never seen The Godfather, oh, put it on your list. There's so much happening in there. If you watch it the right way, you'll be blown away. Really, you'll be blown away. I'll tell you someone who doesn't look their age. Sophia Loren, oh, does not look her age. Sophia, 81 years old. That's good genes, good living, good genes. She does not, to me, look 81. And again, I'll reference this. I don't really, and maybe it's because of most, and I shouldn't say everyone, because I've had young people die, what I consider to be young in my family, but I have had people in my family that have lived a good long life. My grandfather lived to be 93 years old and was healthy almost all the way until the last, you know, year or two. And I thought, you know, there's something to the happy thing or whatever that is. He played golf. He moved to Florida. He didn't have a ton of money. He was a truck driver, and then he ran Owens Corning. He became a VP for them, I think, because he was just so smart. They bumped him up. And he just was that guy that enjoyed life. I think there is really something to all the things that were the pills that were pushed and everything else. I think there is something to living the good life, not letting all the stress and all the noise and what we talk about half the time, the frustrations, as I say, the buzz in the land here in America tonight, not letting that get underneath your nails, you know? And he wasn't that way. So I think that's one of the reasons why he lived so long, for whatever it's worth. I mean, who knows? I could be all wet in that explanation, but it is an observation from what I've seen. A good reminder to all of you to send us your thoughts day or night, 24/7. Like Wendy's, we're open late, but no calories, so calorie-free. Of course, I can't come up with a milkshake for you. But you can send us your thoughts any time of the day. That's the point of telling you that. AmericaTonight.net.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.